Zivavach. In Parshas Vayishlach, when late this morning, when the Yaakov davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asked him to protect him, he's concerned, of course, about his impending confrontation with Esau. So among the things he says in the first source, Parak Lamed Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph and Bereishis, Katonti Mikol HaChasodim Mikol Emes HaShor Sisas Avdecha Ki B'makli Avarti Siyar Benazeh Vato Yisi L'Shnei Machanos. I am small in relationship to the kindnesses that you have displayed to me, because I had nothing when I left Eretz Yisrael, and now I'm coming back with two large camps and so on. I think the usual pshat that people learn is that I'm undeserving of everything you've done for me till now. I am unworthy of all of the kindness that you've done to me. However, Rashi quotes in the second source, Rashi there, has a different angle. He says, Nismatu zechuyosai, hayidei chasodim emes shosisa imi. L'chach ani yorei, shemen shekertani, mislachlachti b'cheit, igom b'imim mosu b'yad esel. Katonti means I've become smaller, mikol hachasodim, on account of all the kindness you did to me till now, maybe I don't deserve any more. In other words, I've used up my credit. Right? God has been so kind to me till now, so katonti, now maybe I don't deserve any special help this time, because I used up whatever I deserve, and that's why he's nervous here. And this is based, this relates to a Gemara that I print in the third source, Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Beis, Amad Aleph, Rabbiyana, Latameh, D'Omar, La'olam al yamod odam mokam sakona. It is forbidden for a person to stand in a place of danger, the mokam sakona. Lomar she'osin lo neis, and rely on the fact that he'll survive because some miracle will protect him. Shema ain't osin lo neis, because first of all, he may not deserve to have a miracle done for him. He may not get that miracle. Number two, be osin lo neis, and even if he does deserve or does get this miraculous salvation, menachin lo mischuyosov, he will now have less merits. He'll have used up his credit, and next time he may be in a mokam sakana, not of his own volition. In other words, the Gemara is saying, don't intentionally place yourself in a place of danger, thinking that perhaps you'll be saved. Hey, maybe you won't be saved, and even if you will, but that salvation will come at a steep price. Namely, you'll have used up your merits, and next week or next month or next year, you'll be in a dangerous place. You won't have any credits left because you wasted it with something you could have avoided. That's what Gemara says, and ends up by saying, "My crow, what's the source in the pasuk? Our pasuk katot mikol chasor mikol emes." So that Gemara Shabbos derives from this statement of Yaakov Avinu, that a person can use up, in certain circumstances, can use up his credit by being saved, and therefore it's not worth it to take any risks. Even if you get bailed out, it comes at a steep price. Of course, the general idea of avoiding sakana, we spoke about this a number of months ago on in September, the 10th anniversary of September 11th, so we had a get-together here in the shul, and so I spoke about a different aspect of this issue, but the two psukim that come to mind, are two psukim in Parshas Va'eschanan, Perek Dalav Devarim, Pasuk Tes, Rak Yishomer Lecha Ushmor Nafshecha Ma'od. That's all you need right now, Yishomer Lecha Ushmor Nafshecha Ma'od, which means guard your life, guard yourself very carefully, right? The pasuk goes on in a different context we may come back to, but that's what it says, Shmor Nafshecha Ma'od, that's in Pasuk Tesva, Parag Dalad and Dvarim, and a few Pesukim later in Pasuk Tesva. It says, V'nishmartem Ma'od L'nafsho Seichem. Again, guard your life, guard your soul very, very carefully. So the Gemara relates a story in Brachas in the fifth source, Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, going over to Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph. The Gemara tells a famous story. There was one pious person once who was davening on the side of the road. A certain nobleman came by, the Nosam Oshalom. He greeted him, the Lo Hefzel Oshalom. He didn't respond. He's in the middle of the Shemesser, so he didn't respond. So this nobleman waited a few minutes. He said to him, "You fool, you empty-headed person. This nobleman apparently was familiar with the Bible. So he said to this Jew, he said, "Doesn't it say in your own Torah that you have to guard your life carefully?" He says, "Ilu, when I greeted you, I'm a nobleman, when I greeted you, didn't respond. Why didn't you respond? If I would chop your head off right now with my sword, would anyone come against me? Would I be tried for it? And he says, no, because I would show this, I would claim that this Jew showed me disrespect. So what kind of a hell, you're in the middle of your prayer, but still, you're supposed to guard your life carefully. So the Gemara goes on, and he says to him, the last line of the end of Lamed Beis on Beis, says, Amalo, Ilo Ha'isa Omer Ifnei Melech Basar Adam. Let's say you were standing in the presence of your king, right, having an important conversation. Uba Chaver Chavanosan Chashalom. And while you're in the middle of talking to the king, a buddy of yours came by and said hello. Ha'isa Matzilo, would you, you know, turn away from the king for a moment and respond to your friend? He says, Lo, no. And if you would, if you'd have the nerve to turn away from the king, to interrupt your conversation with the king, to go ahead and have a conversation with your friend, what would they do to you? He said, they'd behead me, chop my head off. He says, you say you're standing in front of a king who today is here, but tomorrow can be dead, it can be in the grave. Okay, you're worried about that. Kachani. Certainly. Okay, so they parted company. But the Gemara here in Brochus clearly understands that pasuk, those two psukim that are printed in source 4 from Parashat Tanan, as directing us to be careful, it's interesting, this is a non-Jew's interpretation of pasuk, but the rabbi didn't answer, the chaz didn't answer, no, that's not what the pasuk means. The assumption is that an interpretation is correct. He didn't answer him by saying, no, you're misunderstanding the verse. And as we'll see later, the Marsha, that's true, right? Okay. But if you look back in the sources, you could argue that this pasuk is talking about your neshama and not your physical body. That's the context in which you look back in source 4. You'll see that's the context. But again, that was not an answer. He didn't answer, that's not what the pasuk means. Apparently, he agreed that that's what the pasuk means. Okay. So we see from this Gemara, based on those psukim, that there is a mitzvah, that a person, or a requirement for a person to be careful and not to do anything which is dangerous or harmful to his life. Similarly, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, of Yud Beis and Beis, in source number 6, Kayotzebo, Lo Yaniach Pival Gabe Asilon V'yishte Mipnei HaSakonim. You shouldn't drink directly out of a pipe or directly from, where there's a water, like a water fountain, directly right, put your mouth by the pipe, Mipnei HaSakonim. Because there's Sakonim. My Sakonim, Aluka. Aluka is a leech, okay? Might be bugs there. And Tanar Bonam, Lo Yishte Adam Mayim, Lomen Aharos, Lomen Agamim, Lo Bepival, Lo Be'ad Achas. There are these different rules about how to drink and where to avoid drinking from. Now, whether all this, works with regards to our modern medical knowledge is not the issue, but the Gemara is clearly saying that there are certain things, there's sakana, sakana saluka, there are bugs, and we even see, in the middle of the second line, if somebody swallows this leech or some kind of an insect, you're allowed to heat up water from on Shabbos. Not even Chal Shabbos is considered to be in danger. So obviously, this is something to avoid. Rashi says in source number 7, that you shouldn't drink with one hand because your tendency is to do it quickly. You're not looking in the water to see if there's anything dangerous in it. The other Achas, Rashi says, again, it's Avodah Zarah, Beis and Beis, source 7. The two, you have more to look at. On the one hand, you're kind of like scooping it in. Nima is waluka, this leech, and it says you're even allowed to violate Shabbos. So the Rambam Paskin in source number 8, the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, it's interesting, Hilchos Rotzeach, the full title is indicated here, is Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras Nefesh. Usually in the Shiva they call Hilchos Rotzeach, but the full title is Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras Nefesh. Parak Yud Aleph Aloch Adalim. This Parak Yud Aleph begins, I didn't print on my page, but Parak Yud Aleph begins with the requirement to make a makeh, to make a fence of people around the roof. In those days, in Eretz Yisrael, in other Middle Eastern lands, the roofs were flat. So people used to use the roof for storage and to put stuff on and so on. Our roofs are not made like that around here. They're slanted. Okay, so you can't do too much on the roof. What's that? Yeah, it's true. It's not an apartment building. It's flat, right? People used to go up there to sleep. Huh? Oh, it's a flat roof, yeah. So they have chairs up there. So we have a slanted roof in my house. We don't use the roof except on Arab silk is when I have to go out there to straighten out the schach, the bamboo. So my youngest son recalls when he's a little boy, that was the one time he's allowed on the roof. So he still likes it. When we go out on the roof, that's like an Arab sukkah's activity, is to go out on the roof. But anyway, you have to make, in such a case, you know, you have to make a fence, and no one should fall. The Rambam writes, in Halacha Dalet, the Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, Echor Agag Rechad Kol Dovar Sheyesh Bo Sakana. not just the roof, it's anything which has a sakana b'roi, she kashubu adam yamos, it's possible for you to stumble or trip and fall. Kagon shares a little bear, obor b'chatzero. He had a well in his backyard, he has a pit in his backyard, you know, and someone could fall in. Okay, but as water and not is not the issue, says the Rambam, all these things, any type of michshol, which has sakanas nefashos, and look at the end of halacha dalad there, mitzvahs aseil hasiru lishomen lizor b'dover yofa yofa shenemar, he shomel l'chol shmor nashal. The Rambam quotes this pasuk. So obviously the Rambam didn't learn that this was just the misinterpretation of that nobleman who spoke to the pious Jew David. The Rambam brings these psukim to indicate that in fact this requires a person to take all kinds of precautions. And then the Rambam writes in Halacha, hey, harvei dvarim asu chacham mipnei sheyesh bohem sakanas nefashos. There are many things which we find in the Gemara that the chacham asu because of sakanas nefashos. And there's a key line, v'chol over alein v'om ha'arein misakim ba'atzmi u'malachem alai b'kach. And a person wants to say, well, it's my life, what's anybody else's business what I do? If I have no one else, I'm not harming anybody else. If you tell me I'm not to harm anybody else, okay, but a person can take that, I'm not bothering anybody else, you know. Harani misakim is ba'atmi malachim alai bekach, what's anyone else's business? Not allowed to do that. It's makinos amakas mardus. The Rabbanim compel you to preserve your own life. And the Gemara and Rambam gives examples. And one of them is the one we just mentioned in one of the Zohar, so in Allah Chagot. Eloheinle, and he had silon. And so on, all these different things. In the next parak, the next page, source number 8, it helps us with Tzeach, parak Yud Beis. Right. So again, whatever they knew medically, they were more afraid. But the Lila is because you can't see what's in the water. So you'll, Mark didn't mention it. Yeah, it's a good offer. In the next parak Yud Beis of Halachas Tzeach, Ramai Talach Adalit, also Adam Litein Mos, O Dinar Motoch Piv. Well, you can't read them. Your mother always told you, when your kid, don't put coins in your mouth, right? The Rambam says it. How to put coins? Shemi Yeshbo Yeshayin Rope Yoga Shemukeshchinam Mutzorayim, because there may be germs or spit or other fluids and so on. Okay, and Halacha Hey, Lo Yitain Chen Lo Yitain Adam Paselo Tachas Shchoyo. You don't put your hand under your underarm and so on, and then put the food under the bed. There are various different things. The Rambam says is a halacha, and these halachas are all brought in the Shulchan Aruch as well. The very end of the Shulchan Aruch, that's mamish the last few paragraphs of the whole Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, Simon Tov Chav Zayin. That's the last chapter in the whole Shulchan Aruch. Starting in Sivav, he mentions all these things. Kol Aminiach Gagav Alomake Bitom Tzasei. Right, it doesn't matter whether it's just a gag or it's some other type of mikshol and the siftes. Which we'll see in a second. And there he says, as he mentioned, last sif in the whole Shulchan Aruch is called over Al-Dvar Meluk Yotzmev Omar. Harein Nisakim Batsu Malachem Alabakach, and Makrichach Makinas Omakas Mardus. And then because he wants to end the Shulchan Aruch on a nice note, he says, Vanizim Ehem Alab Tobo Birchas Tobo. End the Shulchan Aruch. So this is clearly a din. Where did the Chacham get this idea to make all these restrictions? So the Sman, so Kotin Yud Beis, are printed in source 11, right? Harvei Dvarim Asu Menichsiv, Hashem Alachos, Shmor Nafshin Hamot, back to those psukim in Parshas Ves Chanan. And finally, you look in Yoredeya, the Mechaber there alluded to it, so if you look in Yoredeya, it happens to be in some Kuf Tes Zayin, source number 12, Sif Hei, and it's a bunch of other things between the Mechaber and Hamot, Tzor, please only pay most, but please not to put money in your mouth, and so on. The third line, Hagod, the Ramo adds, V'chein yizor mikol adwam mevilin de sakana. Ki sakanta chamir meisura. That's a famous statement in the Gemara Chulin Daf Yud that you have to be more careful with sakana than you are with nitzer. Many people, it's also, they'll take upon themselves all kinds of chumras to avoid eating this or doing that. The Gemara says, chamir sakanta meisura. Danger is more. You have to be more careful with danger. That's a question, not for now, but that's a question whether the concept of bitul b'shishin applies by a sakana. Let's say the poison is outweighed 60 to 1. Is that behind the heter or not? So the Taz said, no, Chamir Sakanta Misur, that's a din in Isur, but not in Sakana. Anyway, that's the Ramor adds that, he gives other examples, and don't drink water at certain times. Again, whether all these things can be explained through our modern knowledge of medicine, one can debate, but you see the idea that a person is not allowed to take any kind of risk or do things which are, or at least a major risk, or do things which are injurious to his health. So the interesting thing is that this din is such a strict din or such a set halacha that even if it's a case of a mitzvah, even when it involves a mitzvah, you're also not allowed to do something which is potentially dangerous. So the Gemara in Psachim, source 13, the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Ches, the Gemara says, again, Ches on Alf, Gemara, Ches on Beis, the Gemara says, talking about Bedikas Chometz, Ein Mechayven also Lachmiz Yodo Lechorin Ozdok and Livdok with Nasa Kona. You know, people had houses that today our walls are very, you know, clearly made, the sheetrock and it's painted over and so on, but the old walls, picture the Kosala Maravi, there's a lot of cracks and crevices in the wall between the different stones and bricks. An old way of the building, they didn't have the precise instruments and so on. So all kinds of stuff, funny stuff, can get caught inside. So you want to do Bedikas Chometz, you want to search your Chometz properly. Certainly, if you have little children in the house, it's very possible that there are half a donut stuck in there, something, or a candy bar, or a pretzel, you know, inside. However, the Gemara says you don't have to stick your hand in there. Sakana, okay, my sakana. Maybe there is a scorpion or something inside there, and you stick your hand, you get bitten. Okay, you're trying to do the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz, and going to your house ready for Pesach, but the Gemara says you don't have to do that, because it's, another Gemara discusses, is that the right thing? Maybe there's a different sakana. The Gemara says, going on to the next page, the Gemara says, well, no, sometimes it seems that we can do it. So the Gemara says, no, it depends whether who the neighbor is. The neighbor is a non-Jew, the Aramoi, so, you don't have to go in there because of a different sakana, namely that the non-Jew will think you're involved in kshafim. Apparently there was some kind of witchcraft associated with whatever is inside these crevices, so therefore you don't do it. Bottom line, and we'll look in the Rashis, Rashi says, let's leave 14 out, we have time to look at it, but Rashi says in 15, well, the Gemara says at the very end, how do we know that the, go back to the end of the Gemara, the Gemara asks, the Omar Beleza Shluchay Mitzah in his Zokin. What do you mean? What are these guys doing a mitzvah? Don't we have a principle that when you're going to do a mitzvah, you don't get into, that's why we give people, they go to Eretz Yisrael, so we give them a few dollars to get the stuff, a shlich mitzvah go. Right? Because we have a principle, shluchay mitzvah, and he's okay. So what's the Gemara worried about here? The guy's going to be doing bedikas chometz, he might get bitten by a scorpion, neighbor might try and kill him because he thinks he's performing witchcraft or whatever. What do you mean, shluchay mitzvah, and he's okay? So the Gemara answers an important answer, I'm sorry I skipped it before. It says, Hecha de shchiach hezeka shiny. That's in general, but when it's something which is generally dangerous, which is usually dangerous, then we don't say shlucha mitzvah enemies open. Flying territory shows, that's not usually dangerous. People fly all the time, and they make it successfully and so on. It's not considered to be that dangerous. There's some danger associated with it, but it's not really something that's dangerous. All right, people do it all the time. Okay, then we say shlucha mitzvah enemies open, but we don't say if a guy, I don't know, skydiving or whatever, okay, we'll give him a few dollars and he gets down to the bottom, he'll give it out to the poor. I don't know, is that might be shchicha hezeka? Maybe not. I don't know. Certain activities you can think of would be shchicha hezeka. Then we don't apply the principles. Apparently here with shchicha hezeka, there were scorpions and bugs that could bite you inside the crevices of the walls and so on. My point is, you see that even with a mitzvah, let's skip to the Rambam in source 16 of Chametz Umatzah, Parag Beis Halacha Hey. The Rambam brings us lahalacha. He says, Chor should emsa bayish with Allah Chavero. You just rely on bitul chametz. Let's remember, the ownership of chametz on Pesach is also only if you own it. So if you mevatel, you do bitul chametz, that takes care of it. Why do we do bedikas chametz? Okay, we want to get rid of the chametz anyway, and not rely on the bitul. But in this case, we'll rely on bitul. The chorshe ben Yisrael agoy ain't about that klal. Shemay omah agoy kshaf moseli. And the Mavak will believe on the dial. The Chomok and Yamal Kimbo, Chomok and Yamal fine. And that's in the Shulchan Aruch as well. It was Pesach, Arachim, Simon Tov, Lam and Gimel, Siv Zayim, Chorsh Ben Hula Chavero. So each person checks, but if it's between a Jew and a non-Jew, you don't, because he might think you're doing witchcraft, and it's Bola De Sakono. And then he says, what happens if it falls down? Anyway, again, you have to avoid all the Sakona. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Source 18, Siv Kotlan Lam and Aleph, and Simon Tov, Lam and Gimel, Arachim, okay, here's Shchiach Hezeka. We don't say that. We don't rely on the fact that he's not going to. Don't worry, Shchiach Mitzvah is okay. So you see, even with regard to a mitzvah, in a similar vein, the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Tes on the Beis also talks about doing mitzvahs where it's dangerous. The particular case, the Gemara says, the Tanya, source 19. Kedushin Lama Tesson Bay. The time of Yaakov Omer, Ein Lecho Kol Mitzvah, Mitzvah Shaksu, the Torah Shemat Mishar, but see the Shem Tkis HaMesim Tuyabo. A Mitzvah which has a promise of a reward, it's talking about in the days of Tkis HaMesim. To flip back, Rashi, next page 20, The Torah tells you how things will be good for you as a reward. It's talking about at the time of Kriyas HaMeisim. And it mentions Kibbut HaBeim and Shiruach HaKan, where the Torah in both cases says that you'll get long life. And it's talking about an Olam HaBo. So the Gemara here tells a story. Haresha Omar Lo Oviv Alei Labir V'Havili Gozlos. Okay? And the father tells his kid to go up to the top of the tree there and bring me these birds, these chicks. And he went up there and he got rid of the mother, did Shiruach HaKan, and took the chicks, and then it fell down and he died. Where is the Tovas Yomim Shozeh? Where is his long life? Okay, where is Arichas Yomim? Ella, what does it mean? It's a proof that it means in Olam Haba. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov Maisahu, Maisa Chaza, he actually saw this happen. Okay, so what it means is, alright, then he says maybe the person Mahar Baver, but the point of this Gemara again is that even to do a mitzvah, you can't do something that jeopardizes your life, that puts your life in danger, even for the sake of a mitzvah, even for a mitzvah that has, you know, a great reward, and all that, but you're supposed to avoid the danger. And it ends by quoting the same pasuk that was quoted back in Akamar Pesachim of Adikas Chometz, where Shmuel didn't want to go, to Shaul, because he felt that Shaul would kill him if he delivered certain news to him. So it's the same idea. And the Gemara again, same parrot, it's not when Shliach HaZeka. Okay. So, all of this indicates, clearly, I think, we've established the principle, pretty clearly, that a person has to do whatever he can to avoid danger and not put his life in any kind of sakana. It's a violation of these psukim and everything we saw, even makom mitzvah. However, if we look through the Gemara, we seem to find certain circumstances under which great chachamim and famous people did things which were dangerous. So one of those famous ones, it's source number 21, is a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Gimel, source 21. Tana Rabbana, I'm giving all else. Tana Rabbana, Ma'isiv Mokom Echad Sha Arod, V'hoya Mazik Es Habrios. There's a certain town where there was some type of a serpent, a snake of some sort, which was terrorizing the community. The snake would come out and attack people and bite people and so on. Bo, Bo, Diyad Olav Chinev and Dosa. They went and they told the story to the Chinim and Dosa. The Chinim and Dosa was a great tzaddik. Once Rav Shabbai say about the Chinim and Dosa that he was like the Chassidish Rebbe in the days of the Tanoim. He's known as a Bal Mofes, and we don't find halachic rulings so much from Chinim and Dosa. We find stories of great tzidkus, But anyway, so he says, Amar lo, haroli eschoro. Show me where his hole is, where he lives. Haro eschoro. So he went over there. Noson akaval piachor. So Chaim and Dosa put his foot by the hole. Yotza v'noshkol meis osar. So the snake came out and bit him and suddenly died. And not lo akseva v'avila beis hamedrash. Amar lahem ru'u b'anai. Everyone knows this. Ein arod meimis ala chet meimis. It's not the snake. It's our averus. And from there they had the famous statement. Osa sho amru oilo lo adam shepoga bo arod. Oilo lo arod shepoga bo arod. Chaim and Dosa. Woe unto a person who meets up with a snake, and woe unto a snake who meets up with a Chaim and Dosa. Right? But you see, what do you mean? He put his life in danger. We just said, you know how to do that. I mean, what was his heter, so to speak, to go and put his foot by the hole and risk getting bitten? Well, he did get bitten, but everything worked out well. I mean, it's an interesting question. Similarly, Gemara in Tainus, Daf Chof on the Beis, 22. There was a rickety, some sort of a bridge, if I'm mistaken, I think I may have printed, apologize. Okay, 22 and 23, so you can look at it twice. It says, Kahi Ashisa Ru'ua, Davin Ado, Lo Avichal of Rabu Shmuel. Okay, Atosa, Afalgav, the kind of Asa place our Shnim. Even though it had stood for 13 years and didn't collapse, Rabu and Shmuel never walked under it because it felt it might collapse. Yomachad Ikrav Adab Avil, awesome. One day Rab Adab Avil came there. Amalei Shmuel Rav, and they were going for a walk, and so Shmuel said to Rav, Nasi my Nakiv, let's go around the other way to avoid this. Amalei Lo Tzrichna, today we don't have to. The Iker of Adabar Abba Ba'adon, the Nafi Shmuel said, Rav Adabar Abba is with us. And his chus is such that it will protect us, no problem. Lo Mr. Fina, therefore I'm not scared. Okay? Then the Gemara goes on and tells Rav Huna, Havalei Ahu Chamra Bahu Beisar Iya. Another story about Adabar Abba. Rav Huna had a house which had the wine, and the house was looking like it was ready to collapse, and he wanted to get his wine out of there until before the house collapsed and ruined all the wine. So Baal Ishmael wanted to get it out. Moshe b'shmaitz ad panye. So he started to talk to Rav Abahav and learning, and you know, they were chatting until they got everything out. You know, while they were talking. Bosa d'nofik. As soon as they came out, nofel beis. The house collapsed. So Irgish of Adarav, Ikpid, Rav Abahav realized what happened. He said, "What did you bring me in here for?" Right? They realized afterwards. He was angered from like when they were talking, but afterwards he realized, "What did you bring me?" He got in Saba like he held on la'olam ayadam v'akum sakana v'amilo. Vayomar lo osinones shemayin osinones im tim saloma osinones menachlan esuyoso. Amar chana my cry to see that pasuk here from Yishla katon mechal salim kol amen. The other Baba was makbid. He said, "You took me into a dangerous place. What did you do that for?" But Rabuna recognized that it was okay. But taka it's akasha based on what we said before. How was Rabuna allowed to bring? Why did Rav and Shmuel feel that it was less dangerous? If something's dangerous, it's dangerous no matter who's with you. When you're putting yourself in danger, or you're putting a Baba Rav in danger. Another Gemara in Tainus, 24. Another Gemara. Amar Olav al Nachum Ish Gamzu, the famous Nachum Ish Gamzu, who was a Rebbe, one of the Rebbeim of Akiva. Shaya Suma Bishtayenov, he was later in right, he was blind, and he was Yidei Mishtayodov, he didn't have arms, and Kiteh Bishtayrago, didn't have legs, Yechol Gufa Malishchin, his whole body was infected by various boils and so on. By Amuto Babayas Ra'ua, he was living in a very rickety house that would look like it was going to collapse any minute. Raglay Mitosim Rochim Bishtafon Shomayim, the legs of the bed were put in buckets of water, Shalom Yalolov Nemolim, so that the ants couldn't climb up the bed and get on his body. Rashi explains, because otherwise, it's not here, but otherwise he wouldn't be able to get him off and so on. So, Pah Machas Hoysim Mitosim Rochim Bishtafon, oh, Bikshu Talmid of Lefanos Mitoso. The Talmidim said, we got to get his bed out of here because the building is going to collapse. So he said, Amalahem Bonai Panuas Akalin, first take all the furniture out, take out all the property first. Okay, v'acharkach panuas mitosi. Then take my bed out. Shemuvtoch lachem shekol zman shani b'bayis ain't a bayis nofel. As long as I'm in the house, not going to collapse. Okay, and talka pinuas akem v'acharkach pinuas mitosi v'nofel abayis. He cleared out the house of all the belongings, and then they cleared him out of the house again. Sounds like Rebbe Nachum Ish Gamzu was putting himself in danger. The building was mamish about to collapse, but he was confident that as long as he was there, it wouldn't collapse. All these things seem to be against the principle of Khanid Mendoza with the snake, and Rav Abahav with the rickety bridge that the Rav and Shmuel didn't used to walk under, or with the house that had the wine in it and so on, or here in Nachum Ish Gamzu, one of the Gemara, Nixubas of Ayin Zion up with Bays. The Gemara said, two other Gemaras, Machris of Yerchon, Izorav Yizhuve Shal Balei Rasam. The Gemara had certain rules about how the Rasam is like leprosy. Not Saras leprosy, which is basically a spiritual, but an actual physical leprosy, some type of an affliction like that. And the Gemara says, if you have to stay away and not very contagious, or Belozalo Ayal Ba'aleh, or Belozalo never went into the house of someone who had this disease and so on, Rav Amirasi lo have achlu mebei, didn't eat anything that came from that whole area. Meshul ben Levi, Michach bo'vasik betorah. Meshul ben Levi, no, he did go. Rashi 26, Michach Bahu, Nidbak Etzlam, B'shoah Shosik B'Torah. He sat with these diseased people, and he taught them Torah. He wasn't worried about it. Okay? And he said, Omar, Ayalas Aham Yalas Chayna Posik Mishle, Chayn Mala Lamdea, Agurma Magna. The Torah is going to protect us. But again, Shubha Lady took, he risked getting this disease. Yeah. Oh, we'll get that momentarily. Good, momentarily. Okay, so all these cases, and again, one more, Kiddushin Chof Tes on Bayes 27. The case in the Gemara of who if a person has only a certain amount of money, either he can afford to learn himself or afford to pay tuition for his son, what comes first? So really, you come first, but unless the son is considered to be a greater Talmud Chacham. Anyway, the Gemara says, Ki Hoder of Yaakov, Bered of Acha by Yaakov, Shodre Avu Lekamed Abaye. Rabbi Yaakov was sent to learn by Abaye. He also chazed lo mechazin shmaitz. Omele anon, if you know, tov ad v'dei del ezel anon. Okay, I learn better, so let me go learn with Abaye. Shoma Abaye de ko ava asi. Abaye heard that Rabbi Yaakov was coming. Hava hu mazik bei rabbonon de Abaye. There was a certain mazik, shedim, I don't remember exactly we understand that, but there was a certain mazik in that house where Abaye was, the yeshiva there, the Chiavo Island betraying Afilu bin Roma of the Tziki. Okay, even during the daytime it caused the Mazik, an Ezek. This shade, I don't exactly understand what a shade is, what a demon is, but this demon caused trouble. So, Abaye heard of Achaba Yaakov was coming, so he said, Amar Lahu, he spread the word, Lo Leisiv Le Inesh Ushpiza. Don't anybody invite him to stay over when he comes. let out the sleep in the Beis Medrash. Don't let anybody, nobody invite him. Efshar b'misrachish niso, because maybe he'll stay in the Beis Medrash and he'll be able to get rid of this demon. So, and Baas Ba'ibe Rabbanim, he came, nobody invited him, so he slept in the yeshiva, in the Beis Medrash. Id milei b'tanina k'tanina b'shiva b'rishwase, appeared as a serpent with seven heads, okay, a frightening serpent, called Kriya de Korah Nosar Chardeshus. He started to daven, every time he bowed, another head fell off, and finally, the demon disappeared. So the next day, Rachab Yaakov said to Abaya, what do you mean? Amar lo lamochar, ilo yisrachas nisa sakinkin. You put me in great danger. Not for this miracle, you caused me danger. So in all these Gemaras, you see situations where people either put themselves, great Amaroi and Gemara, either put themselves in danger, they put other people in danger. How do we explain this? So the Maharsha, on that, source 29, the Maharsha there in Kedushin, Chof Tes and Beis, the Kedusha HaGodes, he says, Efshir, Tzas Kosher, right? Efshir, he says, source 29, Tzas Kosher, the Eich Dochi Abaye, also a Mokum Sakana, ala Sofik, the Shemesh Yisrachash Niso, how did Abaye, let Rav Abba sleep in his dangerous place on the Sofik that maybe, he'll get to some kind of miracle will develop. Okay, the Agam of Yisrachash Nisa even Akilam is Chuyoso, right? And even if a nace would happen, it would use up his credit, like we discussed at the beginning of the Shir, Kedamina Ba'alma. Yesh Loma, the Vadai Samach Abayel Chasintuso. Abayel understood that Rabbi Yaakov was a great tzaddik, and he's not going to use up his Chuyos. Understood this was a special case, a pious person. V'shemitoch Tzilos Aloyei Nizok. V'yarogas Hamazik. Names and Mikri Nase, that's not a Nase. His Tzilos will be answered. Because that Sofik, so he felt that it was okay. In other words, the Maharsha hints at the idea that if you're dealing with a rare person who's a tzaddik, who davens, and so on, so we're not as worried about a mokum sakana as we are with an average person. And that's how we can explain all of these cases. The Maharsha says this as well in the Sugi and Tainis, the Chof Mateis, okay? In the case of Rav Huna, where he sent, who was it? Was it again? Rav Huna in the Rav Adabarava, he sent them also into a dangerous house. Rav Huna knew, as the Maharsha says, in source number 30, in Tanis Tav Chof and Beis, Shema Einos in Lones, he says, Aval Rav Huna lo ha'chosh l'chach, shehoya machshiva l'tzadik gomor. He himself didn't consider himself a tzadik, so he screamed at Rav Huna, would you put me in danger? But Rav Huna says, I know you're a great tzaddik. He relied on the fact that he's a great tzaddik. So what this seems to indicate is that we have a different type of Ashgacha Pratis that protects people who are especially deserving. There's such a thing called a Mokum Sakana, yes. But a Mokum Sakana has its effect on different people. The Rashbo really writes this in the Tshuva, in Source 31. Shalos Tshuvos Rashbo Chelek Aleph Simen Tov Yud Gimel. Okay, the Rashbo says, generally speaking, you're not allowed to put yourself in a Mokum Sakana. If there's a rickety wall, a wall is going to collapse. And it says, at the end of the first line of 31, and so on. You can rely on others to help you, and so on. But he says in the third line, that applies to most people in their activities. Zulosi ho'anoshim hashleimim v'shezchliyoseim merubos. Except for certain perfect people who have tremendous zechuyos. Kemais v'chanei ben dosim ha'arod. Right, and the Kemais of Chanina Shaisha Marzanes Lito Offer Mitachas Raguav and so on brings other Gemaras, including this one. So therefore, the Rashbo, Rabbi Rishon, already says that there are certain people who have greater protection than others, so that will account for these exceptions. And this is not a Kabbalistic kind of thing, a mystical thing. This again, the Rashbo, Rabbi Rishon, the Sefer Chinuch says, and I printed in Source 32, in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Mem Vav, that's the Makke, protecting the roof, and it should fall. So the Sefer Chinuch says that you have to be careful because everything is decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no one gets hurt at all unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu says so. But he says, look, in the second paragraph will be sufficient for now. The Omnam Niuktsas Mibnei Adam Asher Melech Chafetz Bikaram Lerov Chasidusam. There are certain people who, Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them especially because of their great piety. Udvekus nafsham b'darcho baruchu, and they cleave to HaKadosh baruchu. Heima achasidim agdolam hashem e'olam anshi Hashem, like the Avos, Avos Yaakov, Bakdoshim, Bahabi Minaborin, Shachek, Daniel, Hanani Mishal Mazariah, we know all Scott Rome escaped the fiery furnace in the days of Nimrod. And Hanani Mishal Mazariah later, you know, also escaped the fiery furnace. And Daniel escaped the lion's den. And so on. So all these cases in which the Chinuch brings, so that's a different kind of a person. So he also mentions the Rambam. And the great Rashi is the Rambam. Yes.
What is the context of this
Chinuch? Mitzvah Makkah. Yeah. No, no, he's trying to say that in general there is a din. In general there is a din that you have to protect from danger. Okay, that's with most people. But other people are allowed to, I think that's what he's saying. Well, he doesn't quite say that. Okay. No, but I'm just showing it to you to illustrate that there is this concept of there being different levels of Ashgacha on different people. And that might explain all the, like the Marsha said, I showed the Marsha, the Marsha we showed him say already.
No,
the Chinuch is just, he's not explaining that Gemara, just
saying. Okay.
Right. Okay. Most people, you know, you're not allowed to rely on the Nisim and so on and so forth. Yeah. The Rambam as well in the Marashukhah, the Rambam says also the same thing, they talk about Ashkocha Protis there. Again, the hour's late, so can't read all of it, but look at the fourth line, it's 33, at the bottom of the page. V'tiyah hashgachoso b'chassidim v'tovim kefi chassidusam yishronim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts and provides hashgacha and salvation for pious people in accordance with their deeds. Okay? In other words, if people who are sheyosham asem atov v'ishim chokmos v'asim ha-sheyedu, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into account their general behavior and rewards them accordingly. And if you look at the second line of the next page, he says, "Ritzoni loma al shashgocha the ish v'be'olam kafi mashahu." Right? And ashgocha goes on every person in accordance with what he deserves. So again, the same idea is found in the Rambam. Okay, the Ramban. It's not on the sheet because it doesn't exist purely to my knowledge. But the Ramban in his Perish on Iov, Perik Lamed Vav, Pasuk Zayin. In the Eos, Parakalam Vav Pasuk, Parakalam Vav Pasuk Zayin, says also the same idea that there are certain people Ruuyim Hain Yotzin Mat Iloi Chamin Tzur Ilayla No Raka Inyan Ki Ruuyim Lisnag Bederach Hatzel Amikam Inyan Zeh Ber Harav That Salbir Yofa B'Sefer Marnevuchim. He refers to this Marnevuchim and says this is the correct interpretation that each time, and he's referring to a specific case, but each time a person has to confront the situation, so you have to look at the person's judge vis-a-vis what he has deserved. And Rabbeinu Bachai says the same thing in Parshas Vayera, verse 34, Parak Yudches, and Bereishis, Posuk Yudtes. Tzorach Shetastil Ki Ha'ashgocha Ba'olam Ashab Min Adam Hu Kolis Uprotis. Right, there's general Ashkocha, there's individual Ashkocha, and with different nations and so on. He says, Shashkocha bo v'shar tzadikim v'atzil mikra bin Adam, there's a difference of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats tzadikim. Again, you have many of these cases. I don't want to belabor the point, but it's in Achronim as well. The Ein Yaakov, Iyun Yaakov, on that Gemara in Brochus we read before, Lama Beis, on the Beis, in Brochus, Dibra Maschil, a Maisa Bechasid Echad, and that old story. He also says the reason why it was okay for him to do it, that's why it identifies Maisa Bechasid Echad. The guy was able to do it. He told the officer, he didn't answer Shalom, what are you stupid? The guy screams at him, you idiot. So he gave a nice teretz, but, you know, that's not good if the guy wanted, like you said before, he's got a loaded sword. Right? So he's going to chop his head off. But again, Ian Yaakov says, Yikomo Chasidim Elo Yodim Benavshom Shem Chasidim Gemurim, Bechol Kamos Hashem Shamayim. Okay, right, he understood that he was a great pious person. And the same thing is said by the Chidor in the Pesach Enayim on that same Sugin Brochus as well. Again, the idea being, as we said, it's a difference by Tzadikim. However, yeah, that's a good question. Why was Yaakov? Maybe Shechia Chazeka. You know, maybe with Esau he was concerned that he was known as a murderer. Good question. But there's another question. Huh? Right, he felt he used it up already. Yeah, maybe. Right, that's another thing. Right, they lost it. Right, that's like you're saying. Maybe that's what he says here. Maybe by Chaton. Yeah, didn't consider himself a great Nazari. But that's a fine answer with all those we've shown him. That's a fine answer to explain all the Gemaras that we read. However, Jackie mentioned this before. There is another group of Gemaras based on a Pasuk in Tehillim. Source number 35, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perakuf Pezayim, Pasuk Vav, it's in Hallel, or in the full Hallel. Shomer Pesayim Hashem Dalosi V'Yoshia. First half of the Pasuk was relevant. Shomer Pesayim Hashem. Hashem watches out for even the simple folks. And there are a group of Gemaras, which I printed some of them here, which seem to indicate that it's not just a din in great Tzaddikim and Talmid Chachamim. That there are sometimes the average person can do something that is dangerous. For example, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chof Tesam Abayz. The Gemara there is talking about Parsa Dedama, bloodletting. Now, at one time it was thought that this was therapeutic. I guess they understood correctly that a lot of disease travels through the body through the blood system. That I think they understood, but they thought that if you let blood out, that it would get rid of the toxins or whatever the exact cheshbon was. So for a long time it was considered in the world in general a good means of
Blood donors.
Yeah. Is that right?
It's iron.
Really? Ah, interesting. Okay, they knew it. But anyway, bloodletting was a standard thing. So the Gemara here, Shabbos, is a difficult Gemara to understand because the Gemara says there are certain times of day and certain times of the week which are better for bloodletting and certain which are not better. The long Rashi there that I printed in 37, you're welcome to take a sheet and try and figure out. I don't understand exactly how it works. Okay, it has to do with astrological influences. Okay, they knew, if you look in the Rashi, they knew about, the ancients, the Chazal, knew about seven heavenly spheres. Right, they knew about five planets plus the sun and the moon. So they look in the second line of the second Rashi, 37. Shin Sarimen Ches Nun Chof Lamed. That's what you say. The Shin is Shabtai, which is Saturn. Sari is Tzedek, which is Jupiter. Men is Madim, which is Mars. Madim, which is Mars. Ches is Chama, that's the Sun. Nun, what's Nun going to be? Nun is Noga, right? That's Venus. Venus, right? And Chof is Kochav, which is Mercury. And Lamed is Levana. So those are the seven. And there's a whole Cheshbon. Okay, which Rashi figures out how different of these things have their influence, whatever it means exactly, different times. That's why there's a din a minute. Some chassidim call it. They don't make kiddush in the sixth hour of the day on Friday. It has to do with what the astrological influences are. Anyway, I don't want to go into this now, because I don't understand it. But I don't know how it works. But it's there. It's in the Gemara. But back to the Gemara in 36. So the Gemara says, you shouldn't do akos of dam. You shouldn't do this bloodletting on certain days. And I, the Gemara, asked, what about Erev Shabbos? Like, what about Erev Shabbos, which apparently people always did that, and that also is the wrong astrological time? Gemara says, no, kevan d'doshu be'erabin, shomer p'soyim Hashem. No, everybody does it then, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the danger. Okay, now here we're not talking about tzaddik and talmid chacham. It was the adult, that was the minute, so they did it, so the Gemara said, it's okay. Another Gemara in Yevamos, Yudbeis and Beis, Nogei Alachol Amaisa, the Gemara discussed about the question of women using certain contraceptive methods, right? So, Shalosh Noshim Mishamshos B'moch. Okay, certain women can use contraception, Machokas here, Machokas Tanoim, because it's considered to be somewhat dangerous and become pregnant. Okay, one of them is a woman who's already pregnant. I guess there was some concern that would, we assume today you can't get pregnant again, but maybe they didn't know that exactly, it would cause some damage. Or Meneka, a nursing woman, it's dangerous for her to get pregnant. Or Ketana, a young girl who's old enough to become pregnant, maybe not strong enough physically to carry the baby to term and so on. So they're allowed to have relations with a contraceptive. However, that's Divrei Reb Meir on the top of the next page. No, they should have normal intercourse without a contraceptive. Hashem will have mercy. Kosh Baruch will take care. Nothing bad happens. Okay? Now, Chokas Rashi and Tosas as to when you're allowed to put the moch in before and after. I printed the page. I don't have time to go into it now. It's late, but you can look at it if you wish. Another Gemara, Yevamos Ayin Beis, Amud Beis, 41, Amar of Papa. Hilchach Yomad Ibrahim with the Shusalam Alinan Bay. Okay, on certain types of days, it's cloudy, or there's certain wind blowing, you don't do Bris Mila. We do Bris Mila with the 8th day, no matter what. But Idna Dashu Barabin, Shomer Psaim Hashem. Again, we're not worried about it. Shomer Psaim Hashem. And what is our Laman with Bays in 43? The Tanya Beleza Omer. Ochel Odom Anovim Tanya Belarab and Choshesh. You know, there's a din of Giloy that they were afraid, for example, you're not supposed to drink water that was left uncovered overnight because it was concerned that maybe a snake or some animal came in and drank out of the pitcher. and the left venom. Again, I think today it's assumed that snakes don't deposit venom, it's only if they bite. But okay, that's what they thought. So you're not supposed to do it, and the same thing with fruits. But the Gemara says, the Beleza Omer, 43, you're not worried about bugs and germs, then Shomer Psayim Hashem. And again, 44, Tana, Meshamish, Mithosle, Om Tishim, Kilo Shofech Domim. Again, also din about having an intercourse with a woman on certain occasions. So it also says you're allowed to do it. Abaye says, Kishomer Psayim Hashem. So Jackie asked before, all the cases I told you before were great Tamil Khamer, Bakliman Dosa, Rabakaba Yaakov, Radaba Abu, known to be pious people. But you see from all these Gemaras, these aren't talking, these are general dinim. These aren't talking about any specific people. How do we reconcile this concept of Shomer Psalm Hashem with all the sources we saw at the beginning of this year of you're not allowed to put yourself in danger? What do you mean Shomer Psalm Hashem? And yet all these Gemaras talk about you're being allowed to engage in a practice which has some danger associated with it, based on the idea of Shomer Psalm Hashem. So I was thinking two things. I was thinking that that and then Baruch Hashem, I saw the Rosh Hashanah says in Minchas Asher in Parshas Vayeschana. So first of all, what's the nature of this din? We said before it's a Doraisa, right? But you look back, I'll go back for a second to the Rambam. In turn back for a moment. Let me find it here. Yeah, the Rambam on the first page, source 8. Rambam first says it's a psukim, and he quotes the psukim that we mentioned from Rosh Hanan, and it says if you don't do it, you're bitul mitzvah saseh, and you're over on lavin. The next halach is harbei dvarim asu chachamim. What do you mean asu chachamim? I thought it's a deraisa. Why does the Rambam go from one halacha to the next? He first talks about how it's a biblical principle, and then the next day harbei dvarim asu chachamim. So I thought that perhaps, and again Rosh Hanan says this too, when he said it first, that. Sometimes we find in halacha certain things where a general formulation is presented in the Torah, and the details are spelled out by the Chachamim. Chachamim spell out the details. An example that he gives, I was thinking of Chalamoid. The din of Chalamoid, what type of malacha is also on Chalamoid? The Gemara's expression is, Masua Akasim L'Chachamim. I forgot to put it on the page. The Gemara says, Masua Akasim L'Chachamim. Rashi Weitz quotes the halacha from Hilchos Ovah, printed on the page 45, Perek Yudala Hilchos Ovah Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah saseh shall be ram lebakar cholim by the mitzvah rabban. See, lebakar cholim 45. Lenachem aveilim, lahotzi ameis, lachnis akelo, levos archim. All these mitzvahs, benama chavero, right? Usasim kolzer chakura. All take care of a burial. Bechem lesameach akalav achosim. Right, all these gemilas chasodim things. And then the Rambam writes, Afo pisha kol mitzvah lebi vrayim. Even though these old rabbanon, harein bechlal ve'ahavto recha kamocha. They're all under the general rubric of Ata Lecha Kamocha. The Torah says Ata Lecha Kamocha, and the Chachamim define the parameters. So I thought, Netzav Rosh Hashanah says, look, the same thing. Here there's a general din on Yishmaritam Adol Nafshasech. You have to guard your life and not to put yourself in danger. However, the specific parameters were determined by the Chachamim. And it seems to me, that that's why we have that wiggle room for people who are great Talmid Chachamim, or even ordinary people sometimes, Shomer Psalim Hashem. Because it's not an ironclad, not each individual case is an ironclad rule. There is a general din of an Ishmaritim Adol Nafshasech. But after all, where do you draw the line? I mean, you could argue that it's dangerous to cross the street too. Right? I mean, anything is, it's dangerous to get in a car, it's dangerous to go on a plane. I mean, a lot of things are dangerous, so where do you draw the line? So that's why we have guidance from the Chachamim as to what things are dangerous, and that's why there's way more somebody who's a, I don't think he's going to ask Yaakov before. I don't think that the chinuch or whatever would say that a great Talmud Chacham was allowed, although Chinuch and Dosa did it. But let's say we would say that a Talmud Chacham was allowed to jump out of a building, you know, where it's obvious, Bori Hezeka, you know, Shriach Hezeka, and rely on a miracle. Some are not. There are guidelines. Okay, Rav Moshe Weiss, phrases it. This is Siman Zion in the Chumash Devarim. We stay in Park Gimel, Host Gimel. He quotes some of these Gemaras that I mentioned. He says, because sometimes, he says, Shumkach nir l'chor debo l'chadish de yisod chodosh. The kasha odom misalach betur b'darko shal olam. The person carries out and does the normal things, right, in life. V'kan hoga tivish shal b'nei odom. Normal things that people naturally tend to do. So then, you don't have to worry, oh, there must be some danger. Walk outside and some, safe will fall out of the top of the building and so on and so forth. You don't have to worry about far-fetched things. Even though it could happen. This is If Hashem is halach ha'adam ufitumo, kepesig, pesig means a simple thing. He's doing what everybody does. He walks around. He does, right? Hulagabe asakam asura kadabarku shomo. Uvachol hanem meduba kashen noe the adam mahalach hativi kederach ha'olam. Right, he's done does what's normal, and the truth of the matter is, it's interesting because I mentioned before that Gemara with, we started with the pious person who was davening and didn't answer the nobleman who greeted him in Shemoneh Esrei. So the Maharsha at 46, Maharsha then Brochus Lamed Beis Lamed Beis says again, Maharsha is not passing la halacha because he's not a. Maharsha's contribution is to explain the Gemara, not to tell you halacha. The Maharsha says, who says it's correct? The guy gave that answer. This non-Jew understood the psukim that way. And the fact is, the Rambam also understood the psukim. In terms of the Gemara, it says it may be, the Maharsha says, but no, this was his interpretation. But really, the pasuk is talking about, if you look back at the psukim now, flip to page one, look at the psukim, now read the whole book of the entire psukim in source four. I only read the first half of each pasuk. Now look at the whole pasuk. Source 4. Dvarim Parag Dal. Look at Pasuk 10. Raki Shom Al-Chosh Manach 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 Manach. What? Pentish Kachas Advarim Asher O'Anecha Penya Shom Al-Chosh Manach 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 Manach. To remember Mamar Sinai. That's what the real context is there in Pasuk Tezvav 2. The Nishmar Tamar Asher Sechem Gila Risan Kol Tvunam Yom Dibar Asher O'Anecha Bechorei Nitao Chayish. Remember Mount Torah, remember the Mamar Sinai. That's really, it's talking about guarding in the Shoma. So, again, the Marshal is not saying the Halacha. I showed you that the Rambam quoted the Pasuk, the Psukim. However, I think this fits in with what we're saying because, again, because it's not an ironclad pasuk. Avoid anything that is possibly potentially dangerous. The real context of the pasuk is danger to the neshama, and that you probably should avoid, even if it's remotely dangerous. Because it's another shear maybe. But when it comes to physical things, so it's not as clear, and that's why it was left up to chacham to determine the parameters, and that's why you can apply shomer psalm Hashem. The chachamim weren't as strict in these situations because they felt this is another pivis. Like Rabbi Asher writes, the normal way that people behave. It's interesting, in the case of the moch, the person using contraception, so the Tzemach Tzedek Lubavitcher, source 47, Nebuchadnezzar Simon Pei Tess and his chivas, there's a whole question, homach locus, you know, it's not for now because it's late, homach locus, when do these people have to use, when the Gemara says these three women should use a moch, means they have to or they're allowed to, because, you know, it's going to prevent conception, so it's before poor rule. Anyway, so he says, he discusses and says that it's chayav, but it's interesting, the Binyan Tzion, he disagrees. Semitic you can read, but the more important tshuva for us right now is the Binyan Tzion of Ettlinger, Simon Kuf Lamed Zion, his tshuvas. He says, the time of the Rabbanan, the Alpha Gav, the Klal, the Yodainu, the Eilecha, the Avam, and the Kuf Nefesh, right? Nothing takes precedence over saving a life. Vein Ochen, the Kuf Nefesh, Achar Harov. Okay, we don't follow the road. We don't say, well, most people jumped out of the building, we're okay, and therefore you can jump out. No, we don't do that. Zedavka v'yesh v'adai sakonas nefesh ufaneinu. That's if there's sakona right now. He's saying in the case of the moch, there's no danger right now, since she has relations. The danger may come later if she happens to become pregnant. So it's further away. But in the context of this discussion, he says, you have to go by the road in that case. The Imlokan, the third line, Eich Mutu Leire Liyam, how could you ever go on an ocean line? A boat sink, right? Well, let's say Slamidbar, or to go out into the desert and so on, travel, how can anybody ever do that? Shehem Yes Varm Shetzrichim Lahodos, you have to say Bechaz HaGomo, if the bench Gomo has to be done, it's evidently, there is such, some danger associated with it. Al Shetzai Eich Mutu Lechatchila, Liknos Lusakana, Velabo, Nishmatam Alam Shesechem. Says the Binyan Tzion, how could you go, you know, what do you mean bench Gomo? How could you go in the first place? Right, if it's dangerous, that's why you shouldn't be allowed to undertake these person is sick, it's not his doing. But we say that someone who travels over Midbar, travels by sea and so on, is required to bench Goma when he comes back. So how is he allowed to go in the first place if it's danger? Ella says the Al-Karcha came to Ba'osa, Shoah, Shahole, Adai Leka Sakona. At that point, then you go, Ochana Haro. Most people who sail and will travel someplace by ship, or today's powered by plane, nothing happens to them. They're okay. And so therefore you can go by the robe. It's exactly what we're saying. Chaim Ozer also writes in the Tshuva, again regarding the contraception, he says, it's very nice to talk about Shomer Psalm Hashem. But what if a person says, never mind, I don't want to take that chance. Right? Shomer Psalm Hashem. So the Tshuva Zachiezer, Chelekalav Ebenezes, and Chok Gimel, 49, all you got to do now, because ladies, look at the last line. He says, Aval Mutar, im Einan Rotsos Lismach HaShomer Psalm Hashem. See, you don't have to rely on it. You don't have to say, oh, I'll do this dangerous thing. You don't have to accept some of them. The Kodesh Baruch will take care, but you're allowed to avoid the danger. I ended the Maamar Komos, and this was done, with the famous children of Moshe Feinstein about smoking. This is in Chosha Mishpah, Chelet Bey, Simon Ayin Vov. Nigus Moshe, is there an issue to smoke cigarettes? So, again, let's remember that Moshe Feinstein wrote this tshuva based on what was known medically at that time. They wrote the tshuva, which was more than 30 years ago, when it was not as clear that I don't think there's any doubt that Rav Moshe, if we were alive today, anybody else would write it, would say that there's any heter to be smoking. But at that time, anyway, he discusses Shomer Psoim Hashem, and he says the fact is many people do smoke and nothing happens. Okay, but we know that that's not true today. Probably the rov does get lung damage and so on and so forth. But one of the things he says that's relevant to us, he says that you don't say Shomer Psoim Hashem if you take a C, then a lot of people get sick. You can't. Shomer Psoim Hashem is not a blanket. Don't worry. No, it's fakir. It's like the Binyan Zion said. It's like when you see the taka, most people who fly on a plane come back okay. I got that there are crashes from time to time. So that's one thing. But if most people, most of the time, or many people, a noticeable number of people get sick from then about it, you can't. Then he discusses if you started. It's an interesting tshuva. At the end, certainly he says it's better to avoid it and to teach the children to avoid it. And we understand about the dangers of smoking cigarettes. But that's the point I wanted to bring out. The Sakoni, Shomer Psoim Hashem is not a blanket heter. The only thing, you have to look at the Metzias. And today, certainly, not like he writes, that many people do it. It was considered, at one time, the smoking tobacco after a meal was considered to be therapeutic or something, right? It settled the digestive system or something. I think they assumed that way. And now we know that it's not true. So, again, I think you're no doubt, almost, that that he writes the tshuva differently. Even here, if you look at the last four lines of this was done, Avol vaday min haroy l'chol ish u'beprat l'bnei Torah shelo la'ashem. To tell this to the tshuva, it's still a problem. And so I said, don't start. He defended people who had started, with Great Rosh Hashiva smoked and so on. They didn't know at that time. Okay, and that's why there's lawsuits now. What did they know? What did they know? It wasn't public information. But you have to avoid the sakana, and in general he says, it's not right for Ben Torah someone to smoke. Anyway, this just gives you, an insight into an idea of danger. You have to avoid danger, but you also have to live a normal life. The Shomer Psoim Hashem comes if you are a great tzaddik, so maybe you can take more risks. You tend to pay a little more because Kadosh Baruch Hu watches out more carefully for you. For the rest of us, we have the concept of Shomer Psoim Hashem that we can do things which have some danger, and that's what Chazal gave us those guidelines. What type of danger? Normal, everyday danger. Certain things in life happen, and we don't say that a person is sitting in the house, it also can collapse, right? Three branches fall, everything happens. We don't tell people that they can't do anything. Yeah.
Rav Kendall is very machmir on this as far as
sure.
Even skiing,
right.
Parachuting,
right.
And but that's one thing you didn't get into tonight.
Right. Where did you draw the line?
As far as smoking, the Rav Kendall has an entire
writing
on it that he was back to after it, except that the Zayr Rashid smoked
that
one. But as far as these other things,
I heard of a Kendall say, he feels that the way to educate kids about the smoking and about the drugs and so on is when they're little kids and they're very young, you have to tell them a cigarette is mukta all week long, not just on Shabbat. Kids understand mukta when they're young. Right? They understand, even little kids, they're 4 or 5 or 3 or 4 years old, you're not allowed to touch things with a battery or electric, and they call each other mukta boy or mukta girl if they touch it, right? So they understand that concept. You have to train them that these things are mukta all week long. Not allowed to touch it, yeah.
Whatever.
Right, we have to take, that's another shiur, yeah. Spoke about that a little bit on September 11th. He's saving other lives. The other thing I once remember attending, I once had him speak at University High School, MTA, years ago. So he was talking about people, again, not taking chances. He's talking about even driving. He said, high school, he's talking to high school boys, they get their license. They'll go zooming here and zooming there, So I had him speak before Purim, because sometimes on Purim people do things they shouldn't do. So he said, so there was one from kid who asked, meaning it honestly. He said, but what if you're late from the Gillah meeting? It's going to be important. What if you're late from the Gillah meeting? Then it'll be okay to speed to get to shul? So the Tanla answered, this shul was given in Belfer Hall, the tall building of YU. So he said, what if they were reading the Megillah in this room when you were on the 12th floor and you were late from the Gillah? Would you jump down? So his answer was clear. But even for a typical of a Tanla, I think. But, his point was, But other risks, again, you have to figure out where the balance is. And that's what Chazal said. I think the Rosh Weiss means that I understand also the things which are considered normal risks, there's more leniency. Okay, good to go.